Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers and Reds, game 3 of 4 in the final series of the year against the Red Legs. This one had Frankie Montas going against his former team and the always difficult bullpen game on the other side. And in fact, they started with a couple of leverage relievers. Fernando Cruz started the game, and he was getting strikeouts plenty. He got 5 Ks in his 2 innings of work. Then Buck Farmer would follow, and he would not have as much success as Cruz did, because in the 3rd inning, the Brewers formed a mini rally. A one-out double by Jackson Churio. He stole 3rd. William Contreras drew a walk, but Bowers would K. With 2 outs, Mr. Three-Pointer, Willy Adames at the plate.
First pitch. Drilled into center. This is deep. Friedel's going back onto the warning track at the wall. It is gone! Another 3-run home run, Willy Adames. He's a machine. He did it last night. He's done it 12 times this season with 2 men on base. The Brewers take a 3-0 lead with a huge swing from Adames in the 3rd inning.
Josh Mauer's call here on WTMJ. He's now 1 shy of the MLB record for most 3-run home runs in a single season. However, the Reds would respond. They would respond in the 5th inning thanks to a 2-run single off the bat of Spencer Steer against Frankie Montas, but he would get De La Cruz to ground out and Friedel to ground out to end that frame. As we move to the 6th inning, the Brewers' offense got back to work. A leadoff single from Adames, then a double from Blake Perkins, and Rhys Hoskins would end up popping out, though, with runners on 2nd and 3rd. So the infield comes in. You've got a cannon at shortstop with Elly De La Cruz. Good things happen when you put the ball in play.
And a bouncer right to De La Cruz. Fields it. He's going to concede the run. He throws to first and takes care of Mitchell. And Garrett gets Adames home on an RBI ground out. And De La Cruz now with his hands on his hips, wondering if he should have come home with that one.
I mean, it was a big chopper. It was a tweener. And he was mad because it was his friend Willy Adames coming in to score. So the Brewers lead 4-2. However, in the bottom of that inning, a 2-run home run tied the game with 2 outs with one out for the Reds from Ahmed Rosario. And they had a chance to actually take the lead if it wasn't for Blake Perkins patrolling center.
2-2 pitch, fly ball deep center. Perkins going back. Perkins at the track. At the wall, he reaches up, and Blake Perkins got another! Blake Perkins with one of the catches of the year! Not one person in this ballpark thought he had a shot off the bat. Except for Blake Perkins. Exceptional. We are still tied as we head to the 7th.
Put some gold on that Rawlings as Blake Perkins robs another home run. But this game still very much in the balance, and the Brewers bullpen thin. They hand the ball to Aaron Ashby in the 7th inning. 2 men aboard. Stressful situation.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 98-mile-an-hour heat out away from France. Goodbye, says Aaron Ashby.
You want to see me do it again? How about Ashby in the 8th?
Again with the 3-2. And a swing and a miss! Two-seam fastball off the outside edge. Hines went after it and came up empty.
And we're still not done with maybe the biggest highlights of perhaps the season. In the top of the 9th inning, old friend Justin Wilson on the mound for the Reds. With 1 out and nobody aboard, Jackson Churio introduced himself to Cincinnati.
3-2 pitch. Churio, a high fly ball. Deep right field. Rosario back. Track. Bye-bye baseball! Action Jackson. His 17th of the season. And the Brewers on top 5-4 in the 9th.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ. But yet, there would still be more drama. In the bottom of the 9th, Devin Williams, working for the 3rd time in the last 4 days, struck out Marte, walked Stevenson, struck out Steer, walked De La Cruz, hit by pitch to TJ Friedel. Bases loaded, 2 outs, facing Ty France for the 2nd consecutive day.
The 1-2. And a ground ball, gobbled up by Bowers, to his feet, foot race to the bag, he'll win it! And the Brewers hold on, and they win 5-4 in a thriller here tonight in Cincinnati.
Bowers dove to his right, saved the game despite being 1-for-5 with 4 Ks. He brought the glove and stood up tall for get the victory. Wow, 5-4, they've won the series, go for the mop tomorrow. We'll preview that coming up next on 620 WTMJ.